This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Bahamas are getting battered by Hurricane Dorian, which was upgraded to a Category 5 storm with 180 miles per hour winds. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Silbert Mills, owner of the Bahamas Christian Network TV and radio stations, says trees and power lines are down in the Abaco Islands and that roads were flooded out.
Like nothing I've never been through. It really feels like you are helpless and that you have to depend solely on the mercies of the good Lord.
He's riding out the hurricane with his family in the home he built 41 years ago.
We believe that it's structurally sound, but that remains to be seen. I'm holding on.
At 180 mile per hour winds, Hurricane Dorian is tied for the fourth strongest winds in the Atlantic since record keeping began improving. I'm Julie Walker.
President Donald Trump's administration and China have gone ahead with their latest tariff increases, potentially raising prices on a range of goods. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The 15% U.S. taxes apply to about $112 billion worth of Chinese imports. While in China, authorities have begun charging higher tariffs on American imports, according to employees who answered the phone at customs offices in Beijing and the southern port of Guangzhou. Tariffs of between 5 and 10% are being applied to items ranging from frozen sweet corn and pork liver to marble and bicycle tires. A study by JP Morgan has found that Trump's tariffs will cost the average American household $1,000 a year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany's president has asked for forgiveness for the suffering his nation inflicted on Poland and the rest of Europe during World War II. Frank-Walter Steinmeier spoke Sunday at a ceremony marking the 80th anniversary of the start of World War II. This is VOA News. The pro-Iranian-Lebanese group Hezbollah has fired